Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Maricopa, Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly trifecta nooner with Michelle and the Everything Home Dog Radio Show. We're your censorship-free, safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Our TGIF live studio audience haven't taken off their common sense caps and love to take action April so much that they want to keep the momentum moving. Tomorrow starts Make It Happen May, which has a special and personal triple underlying meaning, which I'll show later in the show. Today's topics on episode 205, positive movies, parenting teens, math tutor, wellness, and iconic women delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Alexia Malucci, or Malachi, she's going to correct me on that. I should know. She's a buddy. Hollywood producer making quality films, Dr. Cam Caswell, parents, teens, family, psychology. Don Sebsik, the fastest math tutor on the planet. Michelle Bologna, with an Enye on the N. The Art of Wealth, Health, and Spirituality, Don Bostic, Inspiration to Become Iconic. And be sure to stick around for my patriotic soapbox, which kicks off the second hour of the show filled with facts, truth, take action items, resources, and of course, some entertainment and much more. The phone lines will be open and no topic is off the table. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform, bookmark it, make it your new homepage. Start your day with everything, homeresourceplatform.com. Breaking news, number one, the socialist, regressive, communist, demon rats are sabotaging the Merrick Corruption County Anarchy Arizona audit of the 2020 election yet again. It's going to be something every single day, people. Every single day. They're now asking the Department of Non-Justice to send in their stormtroopers, a.k.a. federal monitors, because the auditors have put the ballots in danger of being stolen, defaced, or irretrievably damaged. Isn't that what actually happened? Oh, I don't know, November 3rd through whenever they made enough votes to pretend that Biden won. Hey, and the group who wrote the letter, the Brennan Center for Justice, the Leadership Conference, and Protect Democracy. Remember, the names of the organizations and the name of the bills passed by Congress are just the opposite of who they are, what they do, and what's inside of them. Keep that in mind. It's opposite world. What is up is down. What is left is right. What is forward is backwards, and everything is upside down, just like the Twilight Zone. You can watch the audit on a 24-hour live feed. Click the Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and then the AZ Audit Watch Live page. Number two, we are 12:04. I'm good on time so far. Number two, Joe Biden's speech to the 200 elected elites. Did you see the visual? It's horrible. Like half the people were asleep. Not to mention there was like nobody there. They were all wearing masks, but yet they're all vaccinated and you don't need to wear a mask ever. But they tell you don't need to wear a mask if you're vaccinated, but they're all wearing masks. I just hope everybody's waking up. I just hope everyone's waking up to the hypocrisy and the constant changing, because none of it's true. None of it's true. Anyway, the 200 elected elites, they had 11.6 million viewers and only 15,000 people were watching the live stream. Oh my goodness. People were making fun of how low the turnout was and kept referring to, oh, I don't know, the 81 million votes that he quote unquote received. So the powers that be, you know, the ones that manipulate everything. They re-released the viewer numbers and magically poof, 15.3 million more had tuned in. Sounds familiar? That's just their MO, people. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they make stuff up. You can't believe anything the 13 bigs say. It's 12:05 and I am running behind. I'm going to save my two other virtual event plugs hosted by our partners for after when I bring on the guests in between the segments, because I need you to know about both of these events. One is today and tomorrow. And then, of course, on Sunday. So we'll save that for a second. So today's topic set up is 2:05. Positive movies, parenting teens, mass shooter, wellness, and iconic women. It's April 30th, day 410 of 15 days to slow the spread. That's right, 410. The 410th day to those 15 magical days to slow the spread and flatten the fear or flatten the curve. We now need to keep flattening the fear, shall I say. We need to wake up, people. It's we the people. Not we the sheeple. It's time to rip off your dirty mask. They don't work. They actually make you sick. Are a symbolism of control and tyranny. Are actually, they can't be mandated. And I'll tell you a little bit about that later. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action and reopen America 100%.
Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. We are free at last.
Put on your common sense caps, people, for the next 2 hours and let's wake up.
Wake me up. Boy, it's so cold, don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up, boy, it's so cold, I don't wanna miss it when you hit that high. Wake me up, boy, it's so cold, cause I'm not planning on going solo. Wake me up, boy, it's so cold.
We're your censorship-free safe space, think sure, speaking super face fist. Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topic is on episode 205, positive movies, parenting teens, math tutor wellness, and iconic women. First up, let's see, is Ms. Alexia Malachi. She's going to correct me on the name, and then I will have it branded into my brain permanently. She's a Hollywood producer of Little Studio Films and host of the Heart of Show Business podcast. Audience, big round of applause for my friend. Where is my button? Oh, it's not a button, people. It's really not. Alexia.
Hello. Oh, my God, Michelle, we the sheeple. I was, like, falling off my chair laughing. That was such a great intro. It's like, how can I even top that? How could I even get right after you? You are too awesome. You should have the whole show about you. Sorry to say,
well,
that's true. Well, thank you for having me. I missed you.
You're welcome. I love the compliments, so thank you very much. And the second hour of the show is where I fly solo. Sometimes I bring on somebody to ride shotgun with me for a little bit. Something, the new portion that I started to add in there. So then I just kind of make an arse out of myself for a little while. And now we're going to take some listener phone calls too. How do you pronounce your last name properly so I don't butcher it next time?
Oh, well, it's called Malachi. Malachi.
Malachi.
You can do it, girl. You can do it. Malachi. Malachi.
Malachi, like
which
malarkey?
Which means honey eyes in Italian. No, Malachi.
You mean like Biden's malarkey.
You're malarkey. No, malarkey. Malachi. Malachi.
Malachi. It's a malachi, some sort of pasta. Malachi.
Perfect.
Like a, I like a side of malachi with my antipasto. Okay. All right. Works for me.
I love it. I'm so
malachi.
Glad to be on your show. I have to tell you, because I want to talk about the Oscars and that epic failure of the Oscars. And I can't wait to open my mouth, because I'm sure you saw the same thing if you even tuned in.
I laughed.
I'm supposed to be inspirational, but I have
I couldn't.
About
I
that.
Couldn't. Regina King, right? Is it Regina King? She came out
Yes. Guns
a-blazing right from the start. And I went, okay, I'm going to give it a couple minutes, because I can't believe that she just did that. They're destroying their own industry. And it's just, nobody wants to hear it. And the audience, the viewers was the lowest, like dramatic, like just extremely, the under 10 million when they used to be at like 55 million was the average. You know what I mean? So if they're getting what they deserve, it's just it's taken a while. But yes, I didn't, I lasted for a few minutes. And then when she said, and I'll let you to talk, but I just wanted to make this clear. I mentioned it the other day on the show. She said, okay, now everybody knows the drill. When the camera is on, you have your masks off. But when the camera is off, you have your masks on. And I went, oh my God, like the nonsense, the hypocrisy. I hope people realize, just let that sink in. Do you realize how much that doesn't make any sense? So please, the only thing that should be on you is your common sense cap. That's it. So, that's all I ask. All right, let's vent. Vent about the Academy Awards.
I just have to vent. I had this whole thing about being inspirational today, and I'll do it next time. But no, I do have to vent because I am so appalled and ashamed about the state of our industry. There was 58% rating drops on the show. Even some of the most, some of my most, let's put it this way, liberal tending friends and peers, they even tuned out because it was it was offensive in so many ways. I mean, I think it wasn't really an Oscar ceremony. I mean, I hate to say this, but a friend of mine who's in the music industry, she said, "Is this the BET Awards?" You know, because it did not make any sense. It really did not make any sense. I mean, beyond the fact that this is supposed to celebrate filmmaking, and why on earth are you doing a ceremony where it's all about people striking each other's egos and giving the story about how great and almighty they are and, you know, how they like work and help their community when they're not even showing clips of the films and all the hundreds of people that worked to get those movies done, the production designers, the directors, the filmmakers, they're not even showing the clips. So if you, many of you, I see all the movies because I have to vote for them. But, you know, we all know this past year was a cluster. So like the kind of quality of filmmaking to me was below. I'm not even going to go there. And you're not even showing the clips of why this movie's won in the first place. I don't know if you noticed, they completely took the show out of the business. And that to me was appalling overall, amongst everything else. I mean, this is supposed to celebrate the hard work and artistry of people, and they should stick to that, the celebration of the artistry and the talent. And there are many talents of all races, of all creeds, of all colors, of all ages, of sexes. It should be about inclusivity, right? It didn't feel inclusive to me in any way. And that's something that was shocking to me. So I was tuning in and out, I wanted to tell you. I mean, I like literally sometimes I could not stand it. I had to walk away. And I'm just appalled and ashamed. And, you know, one specific thing, and I don't know if it's been mentioned in the local news, it was mentioned here, was poor Anthony Hopkins, who won the Academy Award for The Father. And it's probably one of the best movies in the bunch, because I'm sure you read about it. It deals with Alzheimer and dementia and, you know, looking at, you know, when people have it through their eyes, how they look at life. And it's an incredibly moving piece, an incredible performance. And he was not allowed to come onto Zoom to give an acceptance speech. He asked, because they asked him to travel and to come here into California to get the award. And he said, "I'm an 83-year-old man. I am not going to go and travel into the United States and be in quarantine in a hotel room for 2 weeks by myself without a soul to speak to. I will not do it. Can I do my speech over Zoom?" They denied him that.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go. Yes, they denied him that because he did not want to come and put himself through this ordeal of traveling. And even though he was vaccinated and everything, to have to go mandatory quarantine, be in total isolation. I mean, this is insane. This is insane. And just like you were saying, I mean, you know, we're having the, you know, I mean, why should people wear the masks when they're sitting behind you? Like, what, they're going to
see
over your shoulder?
They don't work. They're scientifically proven for decades and decades and decades that they don't actually work. And I'll give you a perfect, there's two examples. The, and this is from Dr. Zev Zelenko. He was in, he's been saying this for, years, but basically just so people put it in perspective, I'll give you two examples. The micron for the, they're called microns. That's how they measure the virus sizes, right? And they measure openings, like in the mask. So the, I got to make sure I do it the right way. So the micron is the mask is 0.1, the size of the mask that you see everybody wearing, you know, like the disposable ones that are made in China that are about, they're made with toxic materials that like are similar to asbestos.
Yeah.
So that's what you're breathing in all day. And then the, what it blocks is 0.4 is the size of the, thank you. I don't know. I'm staring at this and I'm like, why can't I speak? Anyway, it's the virus is much smaller than the size of the hole. And it's also similar to if you were trying to stop a mosquito with a chain link fence, it doesn't work. So there's no purpose to it. But anyway, real quick, I have a question for you. This is actually, this is the first year that I've never, that I didn't watch the Academy Awards. Like I told you, I lasted about 5 minutes, 7 minutes. And then I had to turn it off because I just couldn't. But what really bothered me, and I can't, and you hopefully will have the answer. What was with the quality of the filming, like the cinematology? It looked like it wasn't a live event. It looked like it was altered. It looked like it was digitally created where it wasn't even real people. So what's with the quality of the film and the filming?
Well,
what was that?
Full disclosure, it I don't know, but it was a live event. So in that I know because I know people who actually attended. So, you know, because I have to be fair, no, it was a live event, but it was done in such a way that, you know, I think that they worked with very few cameras, with very limited crew. It was a live event. There were people roaming around, but it just was horrible quality overall. And like I said, even not showing clips of the nominated films or the performances to really even know why the people got an Oscar, whatever their role was, you're not even seeing anything. You're just seeing faces and people, you know, and telling backstories about who and everything is. But, you know, here's a big takeaway because of this whole Oscar thing, but also what you just said in your opening. Beautiful.
And you got
a minute,
Alexia.
Thing.
I'm short on time. Just give me, put in a minute.
Yeah. Just one big takeaway is that, you know, there's three things that we cannot control. Okay. One thing is the weather. We cannot control the weather. You know, the other thing is that we cannot control our past. It's happened. The last thing is you cannot control people. And it's been proven over and over again. So do not get discouraged because, like you said, people are waking up and you can influence them, but you cannot control them. So I remain hopeful just by the fact that this whole thing was a disaster. There is an incredible emergence of amazing new films that are coming out. There is new artistry being made. So I can't wait to talk to you next time and tell you about the positive stuff about how Hollywood is changing, because it is changing. Don't look at what you're seeing on TV. Hollywood is changing. So be hopeful about that because you cannot control people. And that's my message of the day. One of the three things you can control. You can influence them, but not control them. And that's me giving my little last inspirational bit after
perfect.
My venting.
And then yep. totally good to go. I mean, we need movies with scripts rather than just nonsense, especially when you're paying so much to get it on demand or even at the movie theater. So plug your podcast and give your website real quick, my dear.
Yes. I mean, littlestudiofilms.com is my partner, who's my mother, by the way, because we're a family-run business and we believe in families. And so that's my company. And my podcast is The Heart of Show Business. Tune in, because in 2 weeks I got Blair Underwood coming on my show. I have a lot of wonderful people. They're inspirational. Yes, they're not political. They're just talking about good things, good works, good people. good art. So make sure to tune in, and I'm over and I'm out, and thank you for having me on your show.
You're awesome. Can't wait for you to come out here. You go have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next month.
Thank you. Bye, Michelle. Bye.
Bye-bye. Arrivederci. All right. So my next guest, I'm at 1220. I'm a little over here. It's, my brain is disconnected today, so I apologize, everybody. Couldn't get that micron analogy out. My next guest is Dr. Cam Caswell, and she's an adolescent psychologist and family success coach and a host of Parenting Teens with Dr. Cam podcast. Audience, big round of applause. Doctors in the house. Dr. Cam, how are you?
Hello. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
I'm good. I'm a little off today, so bear with me. And you're the doctor, so then you can guide me through.
I've had those days myself, quite a few.
Like a little tongue-tied. You might have to write me a script. I think we'll be okay.
That's all right. We can get through it. I teach parents to talk with teens. I can manage it.
Yeah, and that's what I need, a parent to talk to me at this point. I'm going to straighten some things out. First off, I do want to say I love the new photo, the new headshot, the new brand. I think it's awesome. And you need to send that to me, so because I have to replace it.
I will do that. Absolutely.
So make sure you do that.
Absolutely. Okay.
All right.
I can do that.
Parenting teens. Okay. You enlightened me to quite a few things last month when we talked about this topic. I have no teens. I have no children. So my experience is watching other people, and I'm just more power to you guys. That's all I got to say. More power to you all for having to go through that. I don't know how you did it. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how my parents did it. So what do we want to touch on today?
Well, you know, Alexia said it really well in her final words, and I was like, I'm going to just play off of that. She said, you can't control anyone. That includes your teens. And that's one of the, you know, things that I really work with a lot of parents on, because it's a really difficult idea and concept to grasp and to accept, is that we can't control our teens. And that really, I think, is a lot of the cause of conflict, is parents trying to control them.
You know what I really appreciated that you brought up last month was you had said most people, and this is a lot of parents, you know, but you tell the child to do something and they ask why, and they say, because I said so. Well, no,
yeah.
The answer doesn't work. It doesn't work anymore with kids or with friends or with relationships or even at work anymore. Well, because I said, whoa, hey, you know, so take that in a different direction, because I think that that really applies to so many things in everybody's life. And something is a reminder to not do that, or to kind of reposition how you're thinking when that's going to come out of your mouth. I think that would be very helpful.
Absolutely. And you're right. It's true with every human being. Nobody wants to be controlled. And so we all want to have a say in what happens to us, and we want to understand what's happening to us. And I think especially for teenagers, they're now at the point in their life where they're developing these critical thinking skills. And for the first time, they're really thinking through, they're problem solving, they're weighing risks and rewards. They're doing all these very complex thought processes that they weren't able to do before. So when they ask why, it's not to be a pain in the butt, which a lot of parents really perceive it that way, like, how dare you question my authority or what I'm saying. It's usually just to understand, because they want to. That's how they learn how to make good decisions moving forward. You're making this decision. Let me understand why you're making that decision so I can then learn how to make better decisions in the future. Now, this isn't what they're thinking, right? But this is an automatic response. It's very similar to, you know, 2 and 3-year-olds asking why all the time, right? The same thing. They're trying to figure out the world, and why is a way to really get us to continue talking. And for teenagers, the asking the questions is a way to get more information and learn too. And so parents perceive this as disrespect. They see it as arguing. They get angry. They shut them down. When instead, my recommendation is to embrace that. Like, this is a sign of healthy development. This is great that they're doing this and they're thinking on their own. Have a discussion with them. Invite that conversation. It doesn't have to be an argument where it's angry. It can be a very lively discussion where you're sharing ideas and you're listening to one another. And so now we're teaching our teen that it's okay to have differing ideas from other people, which it is, right? Even if it's us, their parents. Mm-hmm. Let them, allow them, give them a voice, let them express what they're thinking and help them work through their thought process. And that's giving them a really key skill where they're going to learn how to make good decisions moving forward now, instead of us always have to tell them what to do.
Well, the parent should be excited that the kid or their teenager asked the question, why? I mean,
yeah.
You almost want to cut them off at the pass where it's something that should have been kind of approached or talked about a couple of years before, so that tell them, I'm going to tell you things in life, or, you know, figure out how to do this at what age would be the way, you know, the smartest way to do it. But I want you to ask questions about why. The other part too is, because when they're out in the world, you want them to question when someone says something to them that's stupid, or it shouldn't be followed, or it doesn't make sense to them, or they should be questioning, you know, certain authorities that aren't necessarily really authorities, or because, you know, not every authority is positive, and a lot of them are false, or a lot of them, there's a lot of egos and problems, and we've seen that over the past year and into this year. So we want the kids to question it when it's, you know, if it doesn't feel good or it doesn't feel right. Just because an adult told you, that's what you want the kid to come to the table and say, why? You got to pressure them and get that answer. And I think the parents also need to remember that when we were growing up, we didn't have access to all this information. We didn't have access to everything at the drop of a hat because you had a phone and a computer. So they're in a different world where they have so much to question because they have so much information coming at them and available, where we didn't necessarily question it because we had no way to verify it or wasn't even a thought. You know what I mean? So that
yeah,
we're in a different world.
Giving them the skills to be more discerning and to say, okay, someone's telling me this, let me go understand why, and let me see if this is the right answer for me. I think you're completely right about that, Michelle. It's a really important skill. And we see a lot of adults right now that don't feel like they have a voice. I mean, I think this is even more so for women. But we raise kids and we focus so much on obedience and so much on, you know, you just do what I say and respect, give them a voice and ability to speak up for themselves. And they go into the real world and they don't know, they don't have the confidence or the ability to speak up, or even to know it's okay for them to speak up. And so it makes our life as a parent quite a bit more difficult because our teens just don't do what we say, but you know what? They're not going to. We don't want them to just always obey us. That's not what we're trying. We're not trying to raise humans that just are obedient, right? We're trying to raise humans that think through things, that have a mind of their own. And this is when they're developing it, is in when they're adolescents. This is when they're developing the mind of their own. So we want to foster that.
Yeah, I totally agree. My parents never never put us in a position where we felt that we were going to rebel against them. It was more like we were on the same page. I mean, obviously they had to give mm-hmm. us some rules because we're kids, right? You know what I mean? But I never
yep.
did anything bad because I never wanted to disappoint them or let them down. And because it wasn't like they were making rules that were ridiculous. They were just, that was just normal life. So it didn't, you know what I mean? It was just, never did anything to jeopardize, making it anything bad. So that was never, you know, never stayed out past the curfew or never really did anything to get in trouble because the rules were not like I had to obey the rules because they were just common sense, normal things. You know what I mean? So it was more like, and then I'll let you talk for another minute or so, but it was more like a, I don't want to say partnership, but obviously the parent was the parent and the kid was the kid, but we were all on the, you know, everybody was on the same page. And it made a huge difference with how I ended up, how I grew up and the actions that I took and how things went in life after I had moved out of home and went to college and how things are now. And even with both my brothers, the same way. And it's not like that in a lot of other households or the conversations I've had with many, 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 many people.
Yeah.
And it makes a huge difference when you actually are communicating in a different way with your children, especially like you're saying, with asking the questions and making sure that you say you have a voice. It really comes from the parents. So I hope the parents, some parents are listening to this and are just saying, you know, I just kind of need to change my approach or the words that I'm using. Because when the kid's on the same team as you, everything changes. You don't run into a lot of issues because they don't want to disappoint you. So they're not going to do anything stupid. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. And the thing is, and I think you pointed this out beautifully, Michelle, kids don't want to get in trouble. They don't want to disappoint their parents. They don't want to make bad choices. But they also are very, it's very, very important to them. It's hardwired into them to seek independence and autonomy. So when we start trying to control them and tell them what to do in this, you know, definitive, just do it way, we are now just sending, alarm bells are going on inside of them, going, this doesn't feel safe. This doesn't feel right. I'm going to start pushing back. This is questioning, you know, threatening my own independence and sense of choice. And so they're pushing back only, not because they disagree, only because they don't feel comfortable with somebody trying to control them. And so we're creating that conflict. And when we give teens the opportunity to make good choices, they're not always going to make them. They're learning. But when we give them the space to start making good decisions and we give them that trust and they really believe they have it, they start making good choices. But when we see kids that are, you know, making a bad choice and we go in and control it, and the more we feel like we're losing the control, the harder we grip. And I see parents doing this. They just come down harder and harder and tighten the reins more and more. And this is going to have the complete opposite effect of what they're trying to do. This is going to make the kids push harder and harder and rebel more and more. And so we end up in this endless battle of the wills. The parents have just got to let up and stop creating battles. Why are we battling with our kids? Right? So
yeah, they're causing the problem. The parents, the problem.
Yeah, a lot of times they are, and it's hard, and I understand that. I mean, I'm a parent of a teen. I get it completely. And our egos get in the way, and you know, this belief and our fears get in our way. A lot of it's from fear. It's from the right place. I'm not questioning and saying parents are, you know, terrible. They're not. It's all coming from the right place. They're trying to protect. They're trying to teach. They're doing all. The problem is
ease up on the gas pedal.
To do it. Yeah. The way we tend
use,
to do
use
it.
Different words.
Get
use
the opposite effect. Mm-hmm.
Different approach. Yeah. Different approach. Dr. Kim, give your website and plug the podcast real quick because I got a bump.
Absolutely. It is Parenting Teens with Dr. Kam, and my website's askdrkam.com.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much, my dear. I do want to share one stupid thing my dad implemented, and just because it's funny. I had a curfew at 12:30, and I was like, well, what, why? And my brother, who was 2 years younger, he didn't have a curfew at all. And I said, Dad, this is stupid. Why do I have no curfew? I mean, what, I have a curfew at 12:30, but Frankie has no curfew. Like, he can roll in at 3 o'clock after going to Atlantic City at the age of 15. Like, why is that okay? And I have to be home at 12:30. Otherwise I'm going to get, you know, quote unquote in trouble, which was just, you know, yelled at or something, but it wasn't like nothing bad happened. He goes, well, Michelle, because Frankie can't get pregnant. I said, okay, well, then that makes perfect sense, yeah. I guess. I guess that makes perfect sense. Because that's when you have sex. You have sex under you. I'm 16, 17 years old, 18, and I have sex at 12:31 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah,
okay. Exactly. I guess it's like a gremlin thing. You know what I mean? After midnight, you eat, you get wet, bad things happen, and you get pregnant
at
12:31.
That is a great example of parenting from fear, yeah. Not rationality.
That was the only one that didn't make any sense. So I figured, you know what? They weren't perfect, but I give them a little shout out today because
yeah.
I'm not around anymore. I appreciate
awesome.
It. But yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
Be careful. Don't have sex after 12:30. You'll get pregnant automatically.
Automatically,
12:31. Yeah, automatically. Boom. Oh, like, oops. Yeah. Make sure you finish before 12:30. Okay, everybody? That's just my PSA for today. A.M.
Right.
All right. I got to go. All right, Dr. Cam. Talk to you next
All
month.
Right.
Have an awesome weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for
oh, my gosh. I am so far over, you guys. I'm telling you, there's something wrong with my brain today. It's a little off, a little fuzzy. So I'm going to have to ask you to stick around for the second hour while you straighten it out because I have so much to share that I normally stick in these segments, but I'm way over, so I can't. I've got to bring on my next guest because I want to make sure that we are somewhat on track with the time. All righty, so my next guest is Don Sebzik. He is the founder of Math Celebrity, the fastest math tutor on the planet, and he had a birthday the other day on Wednesday, and I did give him a birthday shout out, but since he is here, I want to play him a little song. All righty, so audience, give him a big round of applause and a big happy birthday round of applause. Don, a man of patience, how are you today?
Good. Thank you for the birthday wishes.
You're welcome. I saw that come up. I did give you a shout out on Wednesday, but I figured, oh, then I look at the calendar and there he is again. I said, it's like Don, the week of Don for me. I keep seeing his name pop up in my face. So appreciate you hanging in there. I'm a little over on time today and I'm going to make it up here shortly. Math tutor, you guys are pretty much should be in every single household, should be in, be used by every single person on the planet that has to do anything with math, that is parents and children, because it is a time saver and it is also an incredible tool. Why make this more difficult? You want to share a success story of something that really exciting or a testimonial somebody gave you recently, because I just want to get into everybody's heads that they need to use this. Oh, and by the way, it's free. It's free. So,
sure. So years back, we're at a homeschool conference in California, and mom and dad and the 14-year-old kid come up to our booth table, and the mom starts asking us, hey, what's this Math Celebrity all about? So the kid jumps on one of the demo laptops that we have and starts poking around on the site. My wife goes over to help him out, and I'm talking with the mom for maybe 2 minutes, and all of a sudden the kid turns and says, Mom, come here. I just learned college math. And the mom says, what are you talking about, college math? You're 14, 15 years old. He goes, come over here and check this out. So he's got our matrix lesson up on the screen, and he's pointing out the color codes of how he just learned how to multiply matrices. Now, this is usually a lesson taught at the first or second year of college. But here's this kid who's never met us, and he's looking at the screen, and after 2 minutes, he understands and can complete clarity how to multiply matrices. He's pointing out the color codes and all that stuff. So the mom turns to me, and she says, if this is true, then what you guys have found is life-changing, because usually I have to spend 2 hours for every lesson. First, it takes me as a parent an hour just to relearn it in the textbook,
right.
And then I have to go teach my kid. Now I can do it in 2 minutes. So where do I sign up?
Yeah, it really is a with no pun intended, a problem solver. And as we've talked about in every segment that you've had, and I've used my own personal example, a lot of the times while kids have an issue with especially math, is that the person that's teaching it to them, which is the teacher, or at least this was in my generation, the teacher, the way they explained it wasn't necessarily as clear as it could be, or because, you know, just maybe that's the way that they explain things in general. So a lot of the times, you know, kids learn differently. And there is always just, and of course, you don't necessarily know the personality of the teacher, which some of them were, they kind of had malicious intentions, if you ask me about some of the ones now looking back on how they taught. They purposely didn't want you to understand, you know, that they wanted to be superior. I'm sure that still goes on in schools today. But the way that children learn, if it's explained a different way or it's shown with some more visual enhancements like you guys are talking about, it makes all the difference in the world. And then it changes the way that they're learning for every other subject and how their brain is now, you know, the light bulb goes on rather than the child having to, or the teenager or even the college student having to struggle and spend all this extra time. You know, it's working smart, not working hard.
Excellent point. I mean, I love your quote about the light bulb going off, because I mean, if you go, and once again, we can go all the way back to the Bible for the wisdom on this, Solomon said it best, "In all thy getting, get understanding." And the ultimate goal of learning is not just to learn, it's to understand. It's to transfer things from, you have to use your brain power to figure it out, to lodging it in the subconscious where it's just mastery, right? You snap your fingers and you learn it. I mean, I always tell the story of there's somebody I went to high school with that eventually transferred to another district. And when they were in our district, they were struggling with algebra. They transferred a couple towns over to another school, took the exact same course with the exact same textbook, and got an A. Now, what's the difference between that person that I knew who was coming home crying sometimes, who didn't have a clue of what was going on in algebra, to transferring to another district with the same textbook, same course, getting an A+, coming home with a beaming smile on their face? And the answer is what you just said, Michelle. It's a good teacher. You see, mm-hmm. years back, a neuroscientist named Damasio figured out something fascinating. People think when we learn, it's purely logic. It is not. Learning involves decision-making. Damasio found that when people get brain damage to the limbic system of the brain, they can't make decisions. What is one of the primary functions of the limbic system? It's emotions. Damasio found out that we use emotions when we make decisions. And since learning is physiological based, so everything from your heart rate to your blood sugar changes to your pulse to your breathing, when we have the right teacher that inspires the right emotions in us and gives us that confidence, our learning skyrockets. We can have the same textbook, the same course, the same everything, just change the teacher and everything changes. And this is what a lot of schools who are pushing standardized testing don't realize is learning, when learning happens, a sale is made. And if you've ever been involved in sales, you know one irrefutable truth, and that is this. Every sale, a person buys an emotion and they justify it later with logic. And so going back to Damasio, what the best teachers, the best people that inspire learning are the ones that bring up the best emotions out of us.
Oh, wow. That's really insightful. And I've been taking notes. So I never thought about it that way, but you hit it right on the head. You hit it right on the head. And I think it's interesting that you used the example of your friend in algebra, because that's exactly where the example that I used, because that's what happened with me. It was the algebra teacher. And then when I had somebody else explain it, it happened so quickly. I go, the stupid FOIL method. And I went, that's what she means. But she was actually explaining it the wrong way, which became more confusing because I wasn't the only person in the class that wasn't getting it. There was a majority of the class wasn't getting it. So yeah, no, that is the perfect point. So I hope the parents that are listening and the students that are listening, just give it a try, because it will change everything, especially if the parents are still having to teach the children, even though they're paying property taxes for the kids to be in school. That's a whole nother show, Don. Do you have anything that you want to plug? Anything that's coming up?
Sure. So if parents out there need help for their kids in any subject from third grade through college and math, you just go to mathcelebrity.com. Math Celebrity, spelled just like it sounds. Type in your problem or your search term, push the button, and in a split second, we will give you the step-by-step line of work to explain it as well as the answer.
It's literally that easy. Right? It's that easy for people to use, and it's that easy to just get the information. And there's no reason why I don't try it. You got to try it. You found real quick, are you finding or your feedback from parents where they are using this because obviously they have to teach the kid or the kid has the question, but they're looking at it and then they go, oh, I never really knew that's how you were supposed to figure it out. So are you getting any of those confessions where they went, oh, thanks for actually really explaining it because I didn't get it 20 years ago or 30 years ago when I was supposed to learn this?
Yeah, my favorite piece of feedback comes from moms. And the first thing they say is, where was this when I was in high school? Followed by, thank you for saving me an hour to an hour and a half, three or four times a week for homework. Because if you approach a mom and try to offer help with math, I mean, they may kind of look at you like, all right, is this just another program? But if you approach it with, how would you like to save an hour and a half to 2 hours for your math homework each time, mom immediately perks up, right? Because that's life-changing for her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And not having to struggle, not having to spend all this time, and it can be done so quickly and easily. And then all of a sudden, as we mentioned, the light bulb goes on, and then the child actually can perform better in so many different ways because maybe they found a new way to learn. Oh, what a great concept. So thank you, Don. I appreciate it. I'm going to listen to this segment again because the two stories that you gave were universal in their message. So I want people to re-listen to those two. It's bigger than math today. Your segment is much bigger than math, Don. So I hope you enjoyed your birthday. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next month.
Thank you.
Oh, what a good guy. Interesting stories, huh? Like those are two good takeaways to re-listen and think about that this weekend. Think about this weekend. And, you know, there are 137 partners on our platform, our Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource platform. And we've done 319 of these live segments, you know, the ones that seem to always go over the 7-minute mark, which I'm trying to get back on track, but I'm doing a really poor job of it today. So real quick before I bring my next guest, I just want to remind anyone who's out there that's listening that wants to become a partner, it's very easy. You just got to be a good person. You got to be doing good business. You got to be doing good things. Just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You can click the Take Action tab. You can click the Partners and Patriots tab. And the Partners and Patriots tab, you'll see where it says become a partner. You book your 7-minute segment and you're good to go. Also, like I said, it's a trustworthy website. We're just trying to bring together great people who have information that you know you can trust. They're not trying to sell you anything. A lot of the things they offer are free. So please listen to the episodes, take advantage of it. And all of the people that are partners that have been on it in the actual episodes, right? In the episodes on our website, you could click through. So depending on if you click their name or you click their company name that's in blue, you know, like the infamous link blue color, it goes directly to their websites or even their podcast. So I want to bring our next guest. Like I said, I am a little all over today, so I apologize to everybody. My next guest is a new partner. Her name is Michelle Bologna with an Enye over the N. She's the host of the Art of Wealth podcast, the intersection of wellness and health through spirituality, functional fitness, clean living, and health and healing internal traumas. Audience, give her a big, healthy round of applause. Michelle, welcome to the platform. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks so much for having me on. How are you doing?
I am good. I'm good. There's a little disconnect between the wires in my brain today, so I appreciate you bearing with me. I'm a little off on even my times, but that happens. You'll know that when you come on for your next appearance that sometimes it happens. Sometimes we go a little long on the segments, but we will make it up to everybody. So hopefully everybody has a little padding, you know, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, because we want to make sure sometimes when somebody's on a roll, you know, they've got those messages that matter. And these are the people that you need to know about. I got to let them talk, you know, like a racehorse. You don't stop the racehorse. You let them keep going. You know what I mean? You don't want to hold back the stallions. You're going to let them go. Real quick, I do want to say that you spell your first name correctly. One L is all that is needed. Any of those two L people and any of those parents who are going to name their child Michelle, you got to lose the L. It is silent. Why waste the ink is what I say. Why waste the
ink? I completely agree. That's what I knew I loved about you because you had the one L also.
Our parents were smarter. I just, you know, what do you, it is what it is. It's fact, you know, fact fiction. It's you know, black and white. There's no gray area when it comes to that. So tell us quickly a little bit about yourself, and then let's give the audience a couple little tips or takeaways, because your topic is, I don't know. I think this is one of the categories that everybody falls off the wagon pretty much by the end of the day compared to what they said they were going to do when the day started.
Yeah. Well, I guess high level. So I've always worked in the financial sector, but I realized it wasn't really serving me. I still do work in it, but I decided to overhaul my life, my lifestyle, and dive into health and wellness. And it's always been a passion of mine, but I decided last year after getting out of a pretty bad relationship that I needed to work on my internal healing, because I was attracting the same type of person, just a different face. Mm-hmm. So I started thinking like, well, they always say that you're attracting what you're putting out. So maybe I should start looking inward. So that was kind of my wake up call to realize, well, I think like everyone, we've had a lot of different, you know, traumas in our childhood. So I figured now is a better time. We all have the time to start chipping away at those. So I did, and I found myself wanting to create a podcast that not only kind of talks about the different modalities as an educational platform for people, but according my live journey of how I'm healing myself, so you can kind of follow along with what a healed journey looks like. So it's a little bit of debunking and demystifying to see if, you know, you can become more enlightened from starting from scratch. But also if, you know, if I do get to that space, then, you know, you can see the steps that I took to get there. It's almost like a documented journal in a way, but you're like, I'm talking to all these different healers and learning about all the things that they do.
So what would you say is the one thing so far in any of the shows that have come through that it's either a central message or a central technique or something that somebody used, or even something that seems to be most in common, even if it's an issue that people are trying to overcome?
Well, I would say the majority of themes, and this is always true, is that a healer doesn't heal you. They just hold the space for you to do your own healing. So, you know, I do find it helpful to work with someone initially, but just to kind of get rid of your blockers, because everyone's going to come up with some blocker at some point. But the thing that I've really gravitated towards is journaling. And journaling has been my outlet for seeking inward and coming full circle on things and finding answers that were within me the entire time.
I want to give a little bit of feedback on the journaling. We're big proponents on this platform of using a pen and paper because, as we've talked about numerous times, pen and paper, once you actually write it down, not typing, mm-hmm. not texting, it actually is scientifically proven that it sits in your brain differently and you react to it. And it becomes something that's more impressionable that you're going to actually be able to kind of retain a little bit more. But as far as the journaling, I kind of want to just give people, a little bit of encouragement to start doing that, but don't think that you have to do like a diary version of, you know, like my diary from Marsha Brady on the Brady Bunch. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you don't feel like you have to do like a breakdown of what happened during the day and, you know, how somebody made you feel. Keep it simple, keep it short, but even if your journaling isn't or everyone's version of that in their head might be that like they have to use a book. No, just grab a piece of paper. And then, you know, once you get to the next piece of paper, you can either turn it over or staple them together. Go old school, pull out a clip.
Yeah.
And, you know, a paper clip. So don't think that you have to get it doesn't have to be in a book. It doesn't have to be just before you go to bed and you're journaling your thoughts. And, you know, let's journal. I don't want people to think that. I want you to just be realistic that by just, you know, getting some of that out there, even if it's to-do items, but you implement it into bigger picture to-do, like this is kind of the direction I want to go, in addition to, I got to balance my checkbook, if people even still do that. So that's kind of just my But, you know, I always try to take away the barriers to entry because I don't want people to come up with an excuse. You know, it was no more excuses March. We're in Take Action April. Tomorrow begins Make It Happen May. So you can't use that excuse. Oh, I didn't have a journal to write on. No, you got a piece of paper. Okay. And I know you got a printer pencil.
I hear excuses all the time about how, well, I don't know how to write. As in, like, they're not good writers. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. Only if you're the only person that's reading this. This is for you.
Yeah, nobody cares.
And you can look back on your progress. Exactly.
Right.
And
nobody's going to read your journal.
Exactly.
No one's going to pick the lock. No one's going to pick the lock on the diary.
Totally.
Nobody cares.
I also find it very helpful to go in with, like, prompts, like, things that you're kind of struggling with currently. Like, I just, you know, got out of a relationship. So for me, I will, you know, one of my prompts right now is, what, you know, why was I attracted to that toxicity? So it's certain things that hopefully you come up with a revelation about it and reading previous entries as well, because it kind of helps you realize why that person was presented in your life. Because every single relationship, whether it's, you know, friendships or parents or siblings or romantic, they all serve a purpose in your life, and it's to teach you a lesson. So you just have to kind of find the lesson.
Exactly. And then what I found is I take lots of notes, whether it's during the show or if I'm listening to other shows or having conversations. I mean, there is, if you saw the amount of notes that have been accumulated just in the past 12 months, your head would explode as a journaler. You'd be like, oh my God, there's literally books laying, created of all the information that I've jotted down. But the thing that's interesting is I've gone back looking for something for maybe it was a few months ago, a couple of years ago, and I started reading through some of it because there's personal stuff that's intertwined in that, you know, because you're just thinking as you're taking notes on whatever. With you, like I said, taking notes is still journaling. So just you could throw in some personal stuff. But when, and this is the beauty, like you were saying, you can read your progress, read about how things were, how your brain was operating or how you felt or, you know, what was going on in your life. When I would read back through some of it, I was like, oh my God, I actually thought that or I think that or, oh, that was really good. How come I didn't do that? Like, where is that person today? You know, so it really is very helpful for people to jot things down. And again, you can't use the excuse anymore. Just grab a piece of paper and a pen. So why don't you plug your website, plug your podcast, and anything that you have coming up, that would be awesome.
Sure. So the website is theartofwealthpodcast.com, and that's W-E-L-L-T-H. My Instagram for that is also The Art of Wealth, and you can find it on Spotify and Apple. And then right now it's just me spitting out episodes, but I'm actually going to be hosting in-person events for like-minded people, people that are interested in spirituality and people that are actual healers, to kind of have like a big network of, you know, of people that just want to raise the vibration of the collective. I mean, it's just about coming together with the same intention of being happy and wanting to feel this higher self. So it's going to be in person and online when I start doing that. And it's going to be at a farm in Nashville, and all farm to table food. So I'll be having that coming up, soon. So if you guys get on my list on my website, my email list, you'll have some updates on that.
And be sure to send me the information when you do those, and we'll post them on our live events or on our virtual events page at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, so that way people can go to those events and, of course, tag us in social media, and we'll push all that information out. Alrighty?
Amazing. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. And what we'll do, too, is I will add you to our must-listen-to podcasts, talk radio shows, live streams, and TV shows page. So that way somebody is interested there is all of our partners are listed there, and especially some of the shows that I normally watch and follow during the day, which will be future partners. I just haven't had a chance to get the coordinating done, but then that way somebody sees your podcast, they see your pretty face, they click on that, they go directly to your show. So we're just putting everything in one location for everybody, make it easy. So no more excuses. They can't say, well, I didn't know how to find her. No, you didn't go to, you didn't look. It's right here. See her face. Like, that's her. Just click that. Not hard. So yeah, no more excuses. So thank you, Michelle, for coming on. Make sure you book your spot for next month, and send me the info when you've got that for the Nashville event. And this is a new great little partnership. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. You too. And keep in mind, everyone who's listening, if you are going to be naming your child Michelle, make sure you use one L, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, spell it correctly, like me and Michelle Bologna do. So have a great weekend, my dear, and we'll talk to you next month.
Okay, bye.
All righty. I am way over. So, but don't worry. Dawn is going to get her full time. Dawn's going to get her full time. It's 1 o'clock. She's technically jumping into my patriotic soapbox, but not really, because she hasn't even done her segment yet. So we're going to hold off my stuff. I'm not going to do any more plugging about the upcoming events. I'm going to hold that off. And then I want to get you guys some really deep information of all the great, incredible contact groups and people that I have added to the platform over the past week and weekend. And then this weekend is going to be crazy what I'm going to do to that website and the people that you are going to be introduced to. So let's talk to Dawn. My next and final guest for today is Dawn Bostic. She's an inspirational speaker, author, and host of the Iconic Woman podcast. She's also the author of Maggie the Milkshake Baby. Audience, big round of applause. Miss Dawn, you are between you and everyone else today. You all had such wonderful patience, and I appreciate that. I've just been, everything's like off. Everything's off for like minutes, and I told you there's a short circuit going on in my brain today. I don't know what's causing it. Probably staring at these computer screens for 12 to 14 hours a day has actually done some sizzling damage. It's finally not, or something with the wavelengths, or something with, I don't know, maybe somebody's leaking 5G into my house or something where that's altering my brain waves. So I don't know. I was hoping that the shrink figured it out, but we didn't get a chance to really dissect it. But I have on the show, and you so kindly reminded me in the email, but I had already done it. I said that we were going to talk iconic women, and you said, no, Michelle, we were going to talk about Maggie the Milkshake Baby. And I was like, oh, okay. I forgot. I totally forgot about that. But real quick, before we talk about Maggie the Milkshake Baby, since you are, I do want to give something iconic or really something inspirational. So with people, women, but it's open, you know, guys too, you know, they could be iconic. I want to give them something that they can strive for to become iconic, or what iconic means to you and how they can just elevate the game. You know what I mean? Like I said, it's Make It Happen May, starting tomorrow. We did Take Action April. So it's just, everybody just needs to step it up one level. So become iconic. So give us something, Dawn.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Michelle. I am so always so excited to speak with you and laugh with you. You're amazing. Anyway,
and for that, you know what happens, Dawn? You get to come back on. You can come on longer. All you got to do is say nice things, even if you don't mean it. It's okay.
Well, I absolutely mean it. And thank you again. I appreciate it. And I love listening to your guest, the previous guest, talking about healing and how it has something to do with the inside. You have to deal with the inside first. And really, with iconic women, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about focusing, finishing, and flourishing so that you can impact the lives of others. And as you're doing that inner work, you will impact the lives of others, because we're iconic. We're warriors, and we've learned to love our lives in the midst of storms. And I love that about what Iconic Women stands for, because we don't allow our past to define us. We work forward toward a life that we love. We work toward impacting other people's lives positively and living lives that are just full of joy. That's the point, I think. I think we need to walk in a place of joy.
I agree. I mean, you know, when you're complaining about things, nobody wants to hear it. Like, whether you're complaining to somebody else or somebody else is complaining to you, you know, it's like it's 2021 already. You know what I mean? It's like we can't keep blaming all these things that happened in the past. There's enough information out there that's free that you can kind of, you know, you can't say, well, I didn't know how to heal myself. I mean, the level of personal responsibility to live that life of joy and live in a better place is on the person. Yet it's just like after, you know, I'm 48, you know, it's more work to be non-joyful and to do all these things that are like a self-inflicted wound than it is to not. So it's just like, make your life easier, everybody. Just really get rid of the junk because it's not worth it. I mean, you might not be here tomorrow. You might walk across the street, boom, bus takes you out. You don't know. So just, you know what I mean? You know, without being, to simplify it. But it's true. It's like when people cause problems with other people or, oh, my God, you know what I mean? It's just after a while, after doing it for so many years, you just go, please, please stop. You know what I mean? Let's just reposition all of our thought processes because nobody wants to hear it and nobody wants to be around it. So don't do that. Don't isolate yourself because you're angry, like angry. You know what I mean, Dawn?
I do. I completely agree with you. One of the things that I have learned is it takes more energy to be angry, unforgiving, and bitter than it is to release someone and move forward. You know, really, truthfully, if you're not moving forward, the only person in prison is you, because more than likely everyone else has gone on and you're the only one stewing in it. You know, it's not worth it. It really isn't. And one of the things that I love, my favorite quote is, life isn't about waiting for the storms to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. And I think that is a perfect way to live life. Dance in the storm. Why are you waiting for the rain to stop? It may never stop because that's how life is. You're always going to have storms in your life. So learn to dance through them. So that's why it's my favorite quote. I just can envision myself dancing through the storm.
Was there a certain outfit that you're dancing in? You got a little, is it like a singing in the rain type of ensemble with the rain, with the umbrella? Or is it, you didn't get that far?
Well, you know what? Probably a red dress because that's one of my favorite colors.
That's your thing.
Probably don't have an umbrella at all because what's the point? If I'm going to dance, I want to be a free Hendrix. And an umbrella is usually, right?
Don't worry about it. No raincoat, no galoshes. You're just going out there in that dress and you spend all this time getting your hair and makeup done and then you're like, I'm going. I'm just going to stand in the rain. I'm going to dance around and I'll figure out what meds to take after I got a cold afterwards.
God forbid that happened. But, you know, I think that we can do that and have so much fun and joy. You know, my daughter's always encouraging me to just kind of step outside the box. And I kind of surprised her recently. I got this new towel and it says, she let go of all the, I'm not going to use the word because we're on live, but I'll just say poop. And she lived happily ever after.
The thing is we need those reminders, you know, that's why a lot of the times I say certain things over and over. Someone says, Michelle, why do you use that same tagline or why do you mention this in every episode? I said, well, because until enough people actually listen to that and actually start doing it, then we didn't check that off our list yet because it's still something, there's a problem. So we just got to keep, you know, repetition. We got to keep that reminder. I'm listening to how many people each week, right? At least 15 people, 5, 10, 15, 3 shows a week, 5 people. And now I'm adding more during each show, 15 people a week, throwing out information, content, advice, and full disclosure. Confession. That's the word I'm looking for. Confession. I need to be reminded of this stuff almost every day, and I'm getting this at me. Like that's what's coming at me, right? More so than other people who are doing, you know, maybe one thing coming at them, and I forget a lot of this stuff. So I'm guilty as charged. And that's why we need to have this reminder all the time. You really do. So that's okay. You can. We're not perfect, but we're working on at least, we're working on a lot all at the same time. So let's see. We're at 109. Let's talk a few minutes about Maggie, the milkshake baby. Who's this Maggie? Like, what's her deal? Who's Maggie? Well, why is she a baby? Who's Maggie?
Well,
milkshake, vanilla or chocolate, or it doesn't matter.
You know what? She's a mix. How about that?
Let me tell you something funny about milkshakes real quick. Let me tell you something fun. Since I shared some family stuff today, my brother Frankie, the one that I was mentioning earlier that was allowed to stay out whatever hour he wanted to, it didn't matter because we're talking about curfews. And the reason why I had to be home at 12:30 is because my dad said I can get pregnant and Frankie can't. I said, okay, well then obviously you only get pregnant at 12:31 and earlier in the morning. So keep that in mind. You might want to tell your audience that. So be careful of the 12:30 hour at 12:30 a.m. The witching hour. It's when the people can get pregnant. Because other than that, you're good to go. You can't get pregnant before that. But anyway, it's funny.
Right.
Funny. So, so the milkshake story I have for you is real quick. So my brother, Frankie, he likes chocolate ice cream and does not like vanilla ice cream at all, but will only, when we're young, did not like chocolate milkshakes and would only eat vanilla. So I think that pretty much sums up him, but I thought that was, it's the only milkshake story I have. So I thought I'd share something, but yes. But some people are like that. They like it in one form, but not in the other. Okay. So maybe there's something to that about a milkshake where you could love the flavor of one thing. And then all of a sudden it's in a different form, different format, different consistency, different texture. And you just can't, it doesn't work for you. So I wonder if there's something to that theory that Maggie can explain.
You know, I actually think that there is. And I always tell people that whether or not you realize it, all milkshakes are blended. Chocolate milkshakes, vanilla milkshakes, strawberry milkshakes, whatever milkshake it might be, it's blended. Vanilla's got vanilla bean usually in it or some kind of vanilla flavoring. Chocolate has cocoa in it. It's been blended some kind of way or it might have fudge in it. So, you know, one of the reasons that I wrote Maggie the Milkshake Baby is I had seen some beautiful children that were biracial. And I looked at them and I literally just, I heard, they're my milkshake babies. And I was like, what's that? What's a milkshake baby?
There's that song. Well, that song, you know, yeah, my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. And I don't think that has to do with a milkshake, but that's the only other milkshake thing that I know of. It's a dirty song.
It is a very dirty song, but the book's not a dirty book. It's a children's book, and it's for children who may struggle with their self-esteem or identity based upon what's going on in our nation right now, because there's such a heightened level of just hurt and woundedness with, you know, the racism and the things that have happened in our country. And so one of the things that was deeply on my heart were the biracial children. How are they dealing with this? How are they, you know, how are they processing it? And how are their families processing it? And how did they feel about themselves? And so Maggie the Milkshake Baby was born out of that desire to remind them that they're special, that they're loved, and that their blend is special and they were created for a purpose and that they should embrace their blend. So, you know, whether you're black and white child biracially or Asian and white child biracially, you are special. And so that's why I wrote Maggie the Milkshake Baby. It is the story of a biracial child who struggles with her self-esteem but learns to embrace her special blend.
So let me ask you this. So, so not necessarily Maggie, but the self-esteem issues, do her parents have self-esteem issues too, where they pass that on to the child, or are they, because we talked about parenting in teens and the things that parents need to be changing based on how they were growing up earlier with Dr. Cam Caswell, or is the parents have very high levels of self-esteem and then for whatever reason the child is having issues because they're not following, you know, the guidance or the teachings or the encouragement that the parents are giving. And that could be just in general. I mean, cause I'm just trying to understand, just from a psychological standpoint, you know what I mean?
Right.
It has nothing to do with self-esteem. It has nothing to do with biracial. It has nothing to do with that. I'm just talking about in general, do you think parents actually had higher self-esteem than the child would have that already instilled into them? So if they didn't, whatever they encountered out in life, it wouldn't matter.
I think really, and I'm not expert in this area,
I
believe that it's a combination of both, honestly. I think that it can be a combination of what the parent instills in them, whether it's high self-esteem or low self-esteem, but also what they've experienced through their life. You know, we're all a product of what I call our marinade, our life experiences, our upbringing, what we've, you know, encountered along the way. And I think that that affects self-esteem, and in children especially, you know, when we see, and when I say specifically, I'm talking about biracial children because of the book content. With Maggie, her self-esteem issues are based upon the fact that she doesn't know where she belongs. She's like, you know, my mom is Black, my dad is white, where do I fit in? And yes, it's a part of the parent's responsibility to instill a sense of belonging, absolutely. But we all know that sometimes emotions, thoughts, experiences affect us in such a way that we have a difficulty embracing who we are. And we may have problems with our self-esteem. We may have problems with our identity. And so we might need to get some healing in regard to that.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I just kind of want, you know, since the segment we did with Dr. Cam, we were kind of pointing in a not so direct way, we were pointing the finger at the parents saying, you know what, you need to step up to the plate a little bit and just change the language, change the delivery, because we were talking about kids and they would say why, and the parent would be like, because I said so. Well, not the best answer. And that actually applies to everything in your life, because if people understand and you explain it, you're going to have a different outcome. And since you kind of were in that same realm, you know, I want the parents to be a little bit more accountable, a little bit, and encourage them to think a little differently, because, you know, you have a big control over your children. And if you can, you know, encourage them and change a little bit of the direction, give them that incentive and use different words to even get your point across to them, because you're trying to make them good little people. It's time that the parents had a little bit more responsibility, a little personal responsibility on their own and with their children. So then poor little Maggie wouldn't have those issues, and she'd be armed with the materials if she needed to. If somebody did have you know, give her a hard time, or if there was something, you know what I mean? So I want to encourage the parents to step up to the plate. And part of it's because there is no more excuses. So not only in your own life, but in how you are communicating with your children, because I just think that there's a missed opportunity there where the parents are causing a little bit more of the problem than they need to be. And there's no reason to do that. You know, we just talked about why spend all of this time and effort being angry and, you know, causing self-inflicted wounds to ourselves? And also, why would you want to do that to the kids? Because now two people are affected, and usually probably is more. So it just, you know, I want people to just rethink approaches and language and how they're doing things.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And so I think Maggie is saying that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And what I would say too, because one of the problems and one of the issues, and I just recently ran into this, is that parents want to ignore the fact that a child may be struggling with identity or self-esteem because they're a mixed blend child. Instead of addressing it head on, I had someone tell me recently that, you know, they don't even talk about it. Well, that in itself creates a problem. Because then what's wrong with me that we can't talk about it? What's wrong with me that we can't talk about it? Because children, they think that way. They think.
Yeah, but it's something common. It's not like when we were growing up where it was just not something that was, you didn't see it, or it was never really, not necessarily wasn't talked about, you just didn't know anybody. But
right.
Now, I mean, come on, it's all over television and it's all over people's lives and who the parents have decided to be together with or marry or whatever it is. It's
right.
Extremely common. So see, that's what I mean. The parents, there's a cop out there. That's the parents, they don't get a chance to make that excuse when you're dealing with another human being who you are 100% responsible for. And that, and I'm getting a little angry here, not at you. And remember, we just talked about not getting angry. I'm angry at the parents. Angry at those parents because it's like they're causing more of the issue because, you know, they're not doing their part. They're not stepping up to the plate to be a good parent. And I just don't get it. I don't get why somebody would, you know, do that. Why would you want to do that to your kid? You know?
Yeah. I think that a lot of times parents, to be honest, I'm a parent, right? And as a mother, I look back and go, you know, I didn't recognize that for what it was. That's wrong of me because I should be more aware. But I think that happens a lot with parents. And then later on they go, gosh, I wish I had addressed this with them when they were younger because now it's an issue or it's a cause of a hurt or a wound or pain in some way. And I think you're right. I think parents need to be more responsible. They need to be better educated. Perhaps they need to open their eyes a little bit. Sometimes we tend to have rose-colored glasses, right, and think there's absolutely nothing wrong with our child. There's nothing going on with our child. That's how parents miss when a child is on drugs, when a child is, you know, involved in something, promiscuous as far as pornography and things like that, when they've been exposed to things prematurely because we have this, I don't know, focus that's in, you know, it's incorrect. And so we are failing our children in that way. And so it's my hope with Maggie the Milkshake Baby that more children, you know, as parents, because I've had more parents address this than anything else, they've said, thank you for writing this book because there was nothing out there where I could share with my child that they are like every other child, special. They're important. And so I think that we have a responsibility as parents, as adults, to make a difference in that area.
No, you're totally right on, Dawn. And I appreciate you sticking with me on this this topic because you know, I think we're on the same page. I just want the parents to own up. It's like you know, you were saying you didn't want to say this a specific word with the towel that your daughter had. And I just want parents to not only be a little bit more personal and responsible with their children, but pull their heads out of their asses. So how about that?
Yeah.
How about that for a Friday message? Everybody. And that goes for everybody. I want everybody to pull their heads out of their asses because the time has come. This is the last day of Take Action April, and it is time for Make It Happen May because, boom, 30 days goes by quickly. And I'm hearing feedback in the mic. So do me a favor. I'm going to go click something, but if you could just talk for, 30 seconds, Dawn, and give your contact information and keep talking until I come back. Cause I think I know what the problem is. If you could do that for me, I would appreciate it.
I'd be happy to. So you can contact me via Iconic Women on Anchor FM. You can listen to the podcast there for Iconic Women. You can also go to my Linktree. Thank you, Michelle, again, because you connected me with Linktree. And you can go to https://linktr.ee/Iconic Women. And that will lead you to all of the sites that I have. Maggie the Milkshake Baby has her own site. Iconic Woman also has her own site. I'm also on Instagram and, of course, on Facebook. I'm also a 3F's coach, which is Focus, Finish, and Flourish. And I coach anyone who needs it in regards to focusing, finishing, and flourishing, which is a journey I took myself in order to live a life that I love and also dance in the rain, as I was sharing with Michelle. I love to do that. And ride on the back of a banshee. How about that?
There you go. There you go. And thank you for riding shotgun with me during my patriotic segment today, which was not planned, kind of just happened. A lot of times things on this show just happen because it's the energy, the flow of the show, the flow of the show. So we just kind of take it and go with it and see what happens. And I appreciate you taking care of the mic. I've never done that before, but I had to turn it was the air conditioning. You know, that's exactly, the air conditioning kicked on, which shouldn't have. And that's what I was picking up on the microphone. So we took care of that. And I have no idea what you said. So I just, you literally were the first person to take control of my show in 4.5 years. And I have no idea what you said. So whoa. Now talk about giving out control issues, right? You know, because I'm a type A Capricorn type of personality. And I was like, I don't have a choice here, people. I'm going to go do this. All right. Go, Don, take it away. Yeah. It's like when Johnny Carson wasn't, he took a night off and Joan Rivers sat in. So it was, you know, there was a guest host literally for 30 seconds or so, people. Who knew? Who knew? All righty. Well, thank you for that, my friend. And you gave your contact information, so you're good.
Thanks.
Why'd you say that again?
My 30 seconds of fame on Michelle's show. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. You definitely use that, exploit it, do what you got to do. I encourage you to utilize that in any format that you can. And so real quick, I'll let you go, but I did, we're at 126. Oh my God, how did that happen? It just happens. It happens. It's like there's a vortex on this show where you just jump into it. And then all of a sudden you're not sure what's going to go on. You just know that you're going to have at least 6 people coming at you in every direction with all kinds of stuff being thrown at you. You're just like, whoa, I had no idea. It's like a time warp. You know, the song, let's do the time warp again. Yeah, that's what we do. Monday, Wednesday, Fridays at 12 p.m. Pacific time. We're always in some sort of a vortex time warp. Iconic women. What do I have to classify myself, or what threshold or what things on my checklist do I need to accomplish to become an iconic woman and get on your show? So I have some goals that I'm going to be setting here for Make It Happen in May.
You are welcome anytime. I would love to interview you, but we talk about focusing, finishing, and flourishing, and we talk about how we're impacting people's lives, and you obviously are doing that. So absolutely, you come on the show. I will send you a link for you to schedule that, because I would love to interview you.
That would be fun, because then, and I have this written here in my notes for you, focus, finish, and flourish. I wrote the 3 F's. I could bring a couple other F's to the table. We can have a good time with a couple other creative F's. And they could be fun. They could be a little dirty, but yeah, I'll bring a few F's to the table, but I won't say anything. Yeah. I won't get you kicked off of any platforms, but we can have some fun with some F's. I'll bring some F's to the show.
All right.
More F's.
That sounds like plan.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah, definitely. That would be awesome. All right. So you gave your contact information. We're good to go. All right.
Yeah.
27. You are dismissed, my dear. Thank you for helping out and for joining me on the second hour of the show. It was fun. It was very fun.
Thank you so much for having me. You have a wonderful evening.
You too. Make sure you jump on for May. Make It Happen May, because this is it. We are taking it to the next level, my dear. Make It Happen May. So jump on the calendar. Jump on the calendar. All right. You have a great weekend. And talk to you next.
You
well, I'll talk to you before. I was going to say next month, but you're going to send me information. I'm going to become an iconic woman. I'm going to work on that this weekend. I need to become more iconic. So this is a good timing for me today.
Weekend, and I'll look forward to having you.
Oh, it's going to be fun. All right. We'll have a good time. We'll have a good time, Dawn. All right. Thank you, my dear. Have a good weekend. We will talk to you next. Well, soon. We'll talk to you soon. All right. Sounds good.
Talk to you. Bye.
Oh, my goodness. We are at 128. And I feel like I said, I was a little all over the place today, But I do want to get you the information for the virtual events that are happening right now with our partners. I can do the breaking news, because I think we need a little sound, we've been talking a lot. You know, I love these sound effects. So let me do this. I'm only going to take it at 2 o'clock today. I'm going to throw a bunch of information at you. And then I am going to exit stage left. I've got too much to do today. I'm not playing with a full deck of cards today. Not playing with a full deck of cards. You know, I got to get one of these health gurus back on. Not on the show. I think that we need to have a little rejuvenation. Yes, I know I need to put in the exercise, okay? I know I need to do that. And I need to start doing Mark Zimmerman's Ripped 30, but I'm going to do the baby program, which is only 11 minutes a day, and I need to start doing that. And I'm taking the vitamins, remember, the Suzanne Summers vitamins, the Pure Daily Blend. I have multi-supplements from my friend Melanie, who is the Ulu, U-L-U. And that actually grows your hair back. Remember the testimony I gave the other day? That it actually works. The reason why I didn't go on a video, the reason why I have hardly any pictures from 2020 has nothing to do with the propaganda political pandemic. It's nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that my hair was thinning. I mean, thinning to the point where I was like, oh my God, I am not... when I would get ready, very few times I did. A lot, that also encouraged me not to get ready. And when I mean get ready, it's hair and makeup, full deal. Okay. I mean, full deal, you know, at least an hour. And now that my vision is horrible, it takes me even longer. So it's like an hour and 20 minutes, you know, and especially in the summer with the hair dryer and even though the fans on in the bathroom and the air conditioning's on in the house, it's still, everything's just hot. You're in Arizona. Everything is just hot all summer. Starting here, we got a little dose of it. Last two, three weeks ago, it's like, oh God, it's already here. But I have to say, past week or so has been fine, except in the evening, it's getting a little ripe for comfort. That's why that air conditioning had been kicked on here in the studio. But anyway, back to, I'm going to do the breaking news, but I just wanted to, since I started talking about the health and the vitamins and supplements. So I've got all that in me, right? So I've got all this stuff in me. And again, you can go to our marketplace, which has all kinds of different products. There's 57 well-known websites and brands, and it's actually probably higher at this point. And it's everything to for online tools and business and health products, for paraphernalia, sporting merchandise, regular clothing. So you've got, if you want patriotic products, and business tools, you know, like Canva and Wave and Zazzle, if you wanted to get personalized everything from just business cards to mugs or hats or shirts or all kinds of things that you can imagine. You need to reserve a domain name, Namecheap. Fiverr's even on there. You know, need to get somebody to outsource to do some work. But anyway, Suzanne Summers is down there. And Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, his store is there. These are our partners. I'm going to get Suzanne on the show. It's time. Maybe she's the one who's going to give me some information about health. The reason why I bring it up. Let me tell you. So go to the everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. That's our main website. There are many websites inside of that. And like I said, all the pages link together. So if you click the Marketplace tab, it'll head you over to the Marketplace website where 2 to 20% of your total purchase of anything that you buy on that page. And like I said, you're going to recognize almost every single one of the companies that are listed on there and their products. Their 2 to 20% of your total purchase is donated to our nonprofit partners who help vets, pets, and kids. And we are going to be focusing on that, bringing a lot more nonprofits on board, getting the word out, because it's a way to create money to donations to these organizations and help worthy causes without you paying any extra, without you having to make a donation. So that way, when you want to do donate to a group, you can either expand, you can give more, and you can actually contribute to an organization. And if you're not in a position to give them money and donate, this is how you do it. So then that way you can help by just being conscious of your choices and buying decisions. How great is that? So again, you got Suzanne Summers, you got Pure Daily Build, which is a multivitamin that I'm taking. It's a liquid, right? So that we don't just pop down all these pills. Suzanne Summers is where I'm getting my zinc and vitamin D3. She offers 15% off, which is great. I got to reorder that today because I didn't do it the other day. And she donates 4%. Daily Build offers 25% off and donates 10% to the nonprofits. Mike Adams, he's going to be coming on the show. He's the Health Ranger, the Healthy Living Products. That's where I got the turmeric. And we're going to get some other stuff from him. I got to go look through his website. And his products are such amazing in quality. Like, he's just the top of the line, top of the line. And the reason we bought the turmeric from him is because there's no metals in it or mercury, and all these other ones, you get it pretty much anywhere else, it's loaded with that. So what's the point? You know what I mean? It's like the vitamins. If the vitamins aren't a certain quality, then literally they just, you just pee them right out. So then why spend the money? You might as well just pee on your money. We don't want to do that. We don't want to pee on our money. We don't want to wear our dirty masks anymore. So it's literally like eating, you know, poop in your diaper, and then you just sit in your diaper and you get a rash. Bad. Eating your own poop is like wearing a mask. It's just stupid and silly, stupid and silly. And then Mark Zimmerman, if you're going to do the Ripped 30 exercise program, he donates 20%. His program is only $197. You have all of the 30 days of different exercise on demand courses, and that's a lifetime. So that doesn't go anywhere. Plus he throws in a little special extra special treatment if you join and tell him that you came from us. Plus there's a coach you for the entire time to get you in shape, which I need to do that. But anyway, the reason I was talking about them health is because like the past two or three days I've woke up and it's like, literally I've a black eye. Nobody punched me, right? Like I haven't said, I used the analogy. It looks like I went in the ring with Mike Tyson for a little bit today when I woke up this morning. But it just the past couple of days, yeah, it's the craziest thing. And I'm thinking, is it the lighting? I'm like, no, that's not lighting. That like looks like a full on black eye. But on the bottom, just underneath, you know, like somebody just popped you one. So that means something's off balance, right? Something's off kilter. So, but I'm taking a supplement, right? And I've been doing it for a long time, and they seem to work in everything else. But for whatever reason, I don't know what that is. So I need to get another health person. How about, it would be great, Miss Suzanne Summers. We get her and she'd tell me exactly. She wrote like, you know, 400 books. Woman healed herself from breast cancer without chemotherapy. Yeah, she probably has the answer to that. So we're gonna bring back some of these health people. But here's the great thing. I have an arsenal. I've got all these partners. Like I said, there's 137 partners. We have 319 live segments. So the resources that are on our platform, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, incredible. Yeah, oh, my Spanish is a little off today too. And it's all on the website. So you know that anybody that comes on this platform and anybody that's a partner, they are trustworthy. They've got great information. Again, if you want to become a partner, just go to the Partners and Patriots tabs and scroll down. You'll see Become a Partner and click the Read the Information. Free to become a partner, and you click the information and book your 7-minute spot on the show, and then you come on once a month. Come on once a month and join our awesome community. And please, so I know that there is experts already on there that I need to have them back on. We need to talk some specifics, and they'll be coming on in May, and then we'll have somebody. We'll have one of them join me on the Patriotic Soapbox at the 1 p.m. Pacific time hour, so that way they can ride shotgun with me, be my co-pilot, and we can get deep and down and dirty and deep in health. It's time to bring the health back in. I think we all need to do that. Like I said, it's make it happen May. And a lot of information on this platform. Okay, go to the Take Action tab, and I go to the Partners and Patriots tab, and obviously the marketplace, that's totally separate. And then you can also go to the Reopen America Resource Center tab. That even has more information. So most of the pages are linked together in the different tabs, but then like Reopen America Resource Center has more pages because it has different categories, like for employment, if you're looking for a job, or if you want to hire somebody for certain positions. There's resources on there for that. There's different organizations and groups for businesses or for personal improvement. There's different tools and resources. So that one is some of the pages are connected to the other tabs, but check out the long list of categories that are on that. And I'm adding to that all the time. So I'm really reaching out to a lot of these groups, these organizations, and these people who I've met over the past, say, month, 2 months, and the ones I keep meeting now, as I've decided to really step it up a notch. As I said, if I'm going to ask all of you guys to kick it into gear and to take it to the next level, I need to do that too, and I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to throw in the exercise too, because that's That's important, and I want to encourage you guys to do that, and I might do some sort of accountability. Ugh, I don't know if I'm going to do that. That's a lot of extra work. And then, I don't know. Delete that accountability. If I'm going to do a group or something else, it's harder for me to even make time to post on social media. So I'm asking for your help. I'm asking for everybody that's listening. If you've gotten things out of the show, you enjoy the show, you enjoy the guests, you enjoy the content, and it's done something for you, or you liked us on social media, you're following us and all that. I'm asking you to share it with your friends. You can tell them about it. You can share our posts. You can encourage them to listen. However, whatever form, I'm asking you to be my digital soldiers and to help get the word out about all these people that we have on the show. You know, it's the messages that matter from the people you need to know about. So the more people that can know about all of our partners and get this incredibly quality content that literally is the value of it, it's well past the tens of thousands. It's probably in the hundreds of thousands because of all the segments, especially the all-star shows that we did for the month of March, which there's a page for that under the Take Action tab and also under the Partners and Patriots gem. To get their information out, more people need to know about it. More people need to know about these and then they need about their podcasts and their shows and these groups that are our partners. People need to know about them because they're good people doing good business and good things, and they're trustworthy. And, you know, we're making it easy. We're putting all of these people, the groups, the podcast, the information, even the nonprofit groups. I mean, you name it. There is a category for everything. And we're creating alliances with them. We're creating partnerships with them. We're building relationships with the people that are part of it, the partners or the people that created it, you name it, so that there is more of that personal interaction, that personal touch, that connection, and we can join forces, right, get everybody the information and exchange different communities. So you might be part of one community and then find out about this other group and go, God, I really like them too. So that's what we're trying to do. We just want to get it all in one location so you can find it. And with the fact that there's so much censorship and being canceled, I mean, we're shadow banned on all the platforms. So I might send it out and then all of a sudden you go, well, I didn't see it. Or maybe, you know, I've got quote unquote 5,000 friends, but only five people saw it because Facebook is like, no, we don't want you to share that because, you know, that A helps people and you love this country and you love God. So we don't like any of that stuff. So then they censor, which is we've been having those problems before they really shut people down on Twitter. So what I'm asking everybody that's listening, first I want to thank you for listening, and I want to thank you for supporting our partners and for sharing our posts and also for joining our newsletter. So you can join the newsletter, right? That way that we can bypass all this social media censorship and cancellation nonsense. And I'm going to start doing something special for the people that have joined that. I haven't figured out a way to which angle I'm going to do with that. Maybe some behind the scenes activities. Oh, I was supposed to open the phone lines. Okay. So anyway, it's 1:42, and I apologize that I'm all over the board today just because, I warned you, it's been like that for the whole show, but I promised to get you a bunch of information because it's important. Literally it is items, take action items to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life and make a difference, especially in your community and so much more. So if there's anybody that has a question they want to call in, just to ease up on the swear words. Otherwise, there is no topic that is off the table. The phone number is 646-668-2537. That's 646-668-2537. Forgot, because I'm new to this phone call-in thing. And I haven't had we didn't have a caller in the last show because I gave the phone number too late. Which obviously I just did now. So you gotta catch it when people are listening heart like right away. Oops. So anyway, I'm new to that portion. We'll iron out the kinks. We'll iron out the kinks. We'll get it taken care of. But anyway, what I was talking about, if you can, please, if you can rate and review to this show, that would be great. Apple had knocked off 1/3 of our reviews just cause, I'm being heavily censored on that because they can pick up the what we're talking about in the algorithms. So I might not be as bad on Facebook because they're not picking up the audio and I don't write any of that stuff in the post. But when the platforms are picking up the words that we're using, the conversations, that's why I don't post on YouTube. Oh my God, are you kidding me? By the time I throw one up, they'd shut me right down in a second because every single word that, I mean, I start the show with Mayor Corruption County, Arizona. That's not gonna pass the smell test for YouTube or for any of these matters, any of these ridiculous ones. So yeah, you know what's interesting? One of our partners was kicked off or was censored on LinkedIn. And this is, I think it was last month, but I printed it out because this is what she had to post. She posted this, and since we're talking about Mayor Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona, I figured this was interesting. This was a post that she had done after she had been censored and kicked off of LinkedIn, of all places. LinkedIn. Actually, I got a post taken down at LinkedIn. I was in LinkedIn jail for like a day. That was the Clay Clark episode that we did about the facts about the coronavirus, the COVID, the Wuhan virus, episode 126. Everybody, there are truth bombs coming at all different directions. And there's also an amazing vlog that I put together with graphics and audios and some incredible, incredible links. That's episode 126. 126. So definitely listen to that one. Anyway, this is what she wrote. Hi, friends. Glad to be back on here with you. In exchange for my account, I had to promise to follow all of the LinkedIn terms, which aren't so clear. So here are the two mistakes I made. Please see below so you don't make the same. I have promised to not share any videos that indicate there was voter fraud. Apparently, all of that has been debunked by CNN and Snopes, so no need to question it or look into it any further. Meanwhile, we have an audit going on and the amount of information, if you will, that is about voter fraud. It is overwhelming. How many different angles, how many different ways. It's a whole nother show. You can watch Absolute Interference, Mike Lindell's show, Absolute Interference. I have it listed on our Take Action tab. Let me finish the email. So she says, or this is her post. Also, I have agreed to never question anything Governor Ducey says. If I cannot cheer him on and follow like a sheep, I will say nothing at all. So I think she deserves a big round of applause for that. That is a great post. Again, I'm all over the board. So if anybody that's listening, again, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. You could rate and view and subscribe to the show. That'd be great. We can get around the censorship. If you want to join the newsletter, if you go to the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, right there on the homepage, I put a graphic to rate and review, put a graphic right there with all of our links. So that's all of our social media links and all the links to all the different pages individually that are all over the platform. So that way you can find something specific. Or you can obviously just go to the website and you know, click on the tabs and see what is available underneath each tab. And please continue to comment and share our posts on all the different social media platforms. Rumble is where I'm posting all of the videos. So each show is on there. So make sure you follow us on Rumble. Join the newsletter. Newsletter at the very bottom of each page. There's a big graphic. The most recent show scrolls across the bottom of the website page and also on your phone. So that way you can just click the subscribe to the newsletter or join the newsletter button. All right. So I do want to get you some real information as opposed to me sounding like I'm rambling because that's not cool. That's not cool. Let's go with the rest of the breaking news for today. All right. We've got two virtual events hosted by our partners. Today and tomorrow is the free Truth Over Fear COVID-19 and a Great Reset Online Summit hosted by Patrick Coffin, who was my special guest during my Patriotic Soapbox on episode 203, which was on Monday. I posted his segment as a special podcast episode, and it's in between 203 and 204, so that way you can just listen to his portion, which is actually, it was a really great conversation we had about the event, COVID, and the Great Reset. And you can listen, of course, on your favorite podcast player. Or I'm going to add it to the virtual events page, or even on our homepage, there's a player on there so you can see it. And it's called The Truth Over Fear is the name of the segment. And that's just his portion of episode 203. And where is the information? The interviews, I went on there today because it's today and tomorrow is the Truth Over Fear Summit. The interviews are recorded. So you have today and tomorrow. Do pick your favorite ones and try to get in as many as you can over the next 2 days. Free tickets. They're all free. Both events are free. So free tickets by going to our Take Action tab. And that's at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, main website. And if you go to the virtual event page, you have his event, which is the Truth Over Fear. And then to the right of that is the Defend Our Vote Conference, which is hosted by our platinum partners, Raj Doraswamy, who you got a chance to meet and listen to on Wednesday show, episode 204, and our other platinum partner, Jeff Brain of Clout Hub. They are the social media platform hosting the event. So again, Raj joined my Patriarch Soapbox on episode 204. I made that a special segment for your listening pleasure too. And that one is called Defend Our Vote Conference. That is this Sunday, May 2nd. It's free. It's live. It is from 6 to 9 p.m. Now, this one, you know, the featured speakers, you got Mike Lindell, Patrick Byrne, Jovan Hutton-Pulitzer. There's a few others. And they're having breakout sessions where you can interact with the speakers afterwards. So that one's going to be cool, too. I mean, they're both cool. But one is on demand. The other one is going to be live. So plan accordingly. And, you know, even this is what I do. I a lot of the times if it's in a video format, I'm not watching the video. I'm just listening. So don't feel like you got to be, you don't have to necessarily watch it. You could listen while you're doing other things, other work. You don't have to be sitting in front viewing. Listening is sometimes more powerful. Plus, you can be doing other things. You can get the free tickets for both events just going to the virtual events page. And then that's go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, main website. Always check the Take Action tab. And then you'll see the virtual events page where we put that all of the virtual events that we come across. And there's also a live events page, you know, like actual in-person. Well, we're going to add a lot more to that. So that page, and don't forget there's tons of incredible resources intertwined throughout this entire website to help you grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. Speaking of communities, you know, for a precinct committee member, I joined. I'm a precinct committee member. My meeting is next week. I'm going to be around some like-minded, patriot-loving Arizonans. I'm sure this is going to be a very interesting topic because we've got to talk about the vaccine passport bill. There's a couple other hot bills and whether or not the Congress was in Arizona was going to stay in session through this audit and then what's going on with the audit and then all the pushback from all these incredibly crazy communists that are coming at us. I don't want this audit to happen. And again, keep in mind, let's just use common sense. Our common sense caps are on. It's 1:52. I'm going to, God, I've got so much more, but I'm not going past 2 o'clock, I promise. So you got the common sense cap on. Then really, you really need that when it comes to anything about COVID and coronavirus, because they're really just throwing a whole bunch of crap at you. That literally doesn't make any sense. I mean, you don't have to wear a mask outside if you've been vaccinated, but if you're a kid, you do, but the parent doesn't, or what the, who? Okay. So first off, you don't have to wear a mask ever. Okay. You don't have to do anything they say ever. So even though it's quote unquote a mandate, okay, mandate, that doesn't mean anything. It doesn't hold water and it's not enforceable. I want to make that very clear. If you don't believe me, Lee Dundas, the attorney who is working with America's Frontline Doctors, she's part of a legal eagle team that they have put together. You're going to have all of those legal eagles here on the show. I'm working on coordinating the dates because there's five of them. Might have to do them individually, but we will see. She's coming on the show. Watch the interview with her and the wonderful, amazing Ann Vandersteel, who's coming on the show. I'm actually going to contact her. I'm going to call her today or tomorrow, one of the two. She's got a really great show, and she's such a good person. I mean, you want to talk about an amazing, amazing woman who just gets it. You can listen to her shows. She's listed on our Must Listen To page again. Partners and Patriots tab, Take Action tab, and then you'll see all the listings of the different shows that I listen to, plus all the shows that our partners have, so that way you can be even more a part of the community, plus get the messages that matter, really, the things that will not melt your brain and won't be lies. Anyways, they did a show together the other day. It was great. And Lee Dundas, she's an attorney. She's been an attorney for, oh, I don't know, 30, 40 years. This woman is just like she's just full of fire and it's like a pit bull, right? So if you need an attorney, that's who you get. You hire somebody like Lee Dundas. She's the one that's in Orange County that you saw in the video that just ripped the shreds out of one of the city council meetings about having to wear masks and mandates and all that. And she said, okay, here's the thing. This is key. So all of these experimental use protocol, which is vaccines, masks, and a PCR test, okay, which we already know those things have been or are not supposed to be used for the purpose they are, and they also have been manipulating the numbers since they came out with them, and that's fact. That is just not – we're not making that up. That is fact. You can listen more about it in episode 126 that I did with Clay Clark. Those are just bad, just fake numbers, which is why – have all this fear was created. It was done on purpose. We've talked about that before. I think after episode 200, my patriotic soapbox, I think I threw a whole, I went to town on the coronavirus and the, all the statistics and more the facts and all the lies. And I'm going to do another one where I just do a special episode. Yeah, I'll do that next week. I'll just go to town on it. So that way you can play it, get the information, have the materials and just end this crap already because it's just ridiculous, and take action items like these parents that are going to these school board meetings and getting things done. We're going to add all that to the take action website so that way you can actually start doing these things yourselves. Anyway, under the Emergency Use Authorization Act, these experimental use protocol, which are the vaccines, the masks, and the PCR tests, they can't be mandated. Says it under the Emergency Use Authorization Act, and that's what these were classified to be under. So they can't mandate you to wear them. A company can't, the government can't, the city or the state can't. It's against the law, okay? Masks can't be used for viral containment purposes. That's what they, viral containment purposes. They don't work. They scientifically don't work. We gave examples many, many times, the mosquitoes in the fence, right? Plus the actual microns, which I couldn't get out today. The size of the micron, the size of the hole in the mask is 0.4 or 0.1. And then the actual micron for the bacteria or the virus is 0.1. One is 1.1, one is 0.4. Can't think right now. Whichever the bigger one is the hole in the mask, okay? So it just goes right out. So again, it's all about fear, control, and obeying, seeing if the people will obey the powers that be. It's 157. I'm going to wrap it up. I just wanted to say thank you to our platinum partners, our marketing partner, Women's Leadership Live with Debbie Saviano, our media partners, the Global Enlightenment Radio Network, which is Mr. Big D, who's rebroadcasting our shows and doing it live. Jeff Brain, the founder and CEO of Cloud Hub. We're going to be working on putting a channel together. Our Take Action partners are America Restored, Raj Dorasamy, Defend Our Union, and there's quite a few others that I'm adding on. So I'm just wanting a shout out to our great platinum partners. Please check out their information, their organizations. Okay, it's 1:58. We're wrapping this up. I got 1 minute to go. Something to just keep in mind. First, they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. And then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. So that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to bring together all these people that are giving you the information, the power, the encouragement, stand up for yourselves, to take action, to make a difference on this planet, to make a difference in your life. And it's important that we stick together, and we're bringing them all to you at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. I'm going to go real quick. It's time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, reopen America 100%. Once you commit, everything changes. Don't be a mask hole. Rip off that dirty mask. It doesn't help. It actually hurts you, and it's against the law. Put on your common sense caps and try to leave them on all day or sleep in them. Courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. The censorship cancel culture is just stupid. Those who stand for nothing fall for everything. The woke nonsense is such a joke. And keep in mind, all of the 11, I said 11 bigs, I've changed it to 13 bigs, 11 of these big 13 bigs that we talk about, they have no use for you except power, control, and money. So let's not do it. Let's not do it. Special thank you to all of our partners of the Everything Home Social Conscious Referral Network. Their info and episodes and shows are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Join us on Monday for the start of Make It Happen May. And it's time to take action to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, make a difference. Monday, noon, 12 p.m. Pacific time. I think everybody's awake. Go take some action. Listen to some of the episodes this weekend. 5 guests, 7 minutes, same as on Monday. We're out of here. Have a great weekend. Make it a great day. I forgot. How stupid. I forgot that just the live feed goes off, but the replay doesn't. I was trying to get it all in there, but now I have a second or so. But yeah, anyway, I'm telling you, it was a mess. It was like a complete disaster all over the board. But anyway, let me close it out for real. So go ahead, listen to some of the episodes this weekend. There's 137 partners, there's 319 live segments. There's 130 podcasts, one-on-one episodes that you can listen to. Literally everything that you can imagine is here. There's other resources. There's other groups. Check out the Take Action tab. Go down, send some emails to some congressmen, stir the pot, get the country back, go ahead and rip off your dirty mask, and look at some of the other groups that are actually doing action items. And how you could support them. You could start volunteering in certain things. You could just be a digital warrior and start sending out posts of people that you agree with and get the message out for different groups or politicians or even just individuals that have a show. It doesn't matter. It's just that we all need to come together. We all need to join forces. We're all in this together. There's 100 million patriots out there, and I have a feeling it's growing more every day. And my goal is to just get you the information. I want you to hear the truth. I'm not going to hold back anything. I am not going to tell you anything that's not true. You know, there might be a little bit of opinion in there, but you're going to know it's my opinion as opposed to a fact, but there's only facts. I'm not making stuff up, and neither are the guests that I have on the show, because it's time that you hear the truth and that it's not censored and it's not canceled. So again, we all need to come together, start working together, promoting one another, and supporting. So if you want to go buy a product or service, make sure it's the company that supports you, that doesn't hate you. You know what I mean? There's so many that do. You want to know 200 companies that hate you, 200 companies that hate you. They're the ones that signed that letter. I'm going to add that this weekend. I'm going to add that list of those 200 companies that signed the letter about election integrity, which is opposite. Remember, they are the opposite of what they are trying. It's like they're projecting. So they're the opposite of what they are pretending to stand for. They're all full of shit. They're all talking out of both sides of their mouth, just like Anthony Fauci and Dr. Pam Popper, who's going to be coming on our show with her incredible organization. She doesn't even acknowledge him as a doctor anymore. So there, and she's with MakeAmericansFreeAgain.com. Dr. Pam Popper and her Thursday groups. She's going to be coming on the show. We're going to add them as one of our platinum partners. We're going to get people involved in these Thursday groups because it's a great concept. It's about patriots working with patriots and supporting each other and actually saving restaurants and companies and supporting the people that actually are on the same page that care about what you care about, that aren't trying to cancel it, that don't hate you, right? Like those 200 companies had the Major League Baseball change and move the All-Star game to a completely hypocritical city than what was already in Atlanta versus, Colorado. I'm not going to bring it back up. But anyway, I have no idea where I left off. But again, just tune in Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 12 p.m. Pacific time. 5 guests, 7-minute segments for the first hour. Second hour is Michelle's patriotic soapbox. Sometimes it's solo. We're going to have guests jumping in there. Some that might have been on the first half of the show. And some of them might just be some really exciting people that you know who they are, that they're coming and jumping. They're riding shotgun with me for the full hour. But again, It's 2:03. I'm wrapping it up. It's over. The show is done. It's time to go on. It's like my dad would say, the day is over. And he would go outside and try to wrangle us kids in because we didn't want to come inside. We just wanted to play outside, which I don't know if the kids do that anymore. So the day is over. The show is over. Tune in on Monday. I think everybody's awake. Keep those common sense caps on. Tomorrow starts Make It Happen May. I'll tell you what that story is on Monday to start the most Make It Happen month of your life. So go take action on what we shared today. You got all weekend. You got 48 hours and then some. Don't forget about the events on the virtual page, virtual events page, Raj's event and Patrick's event. Right now it's Patrick's and Raj's starts on Sunday. You can listen to those special segments on your favorite podcast player or even on the homepage. So I've rambled enough. Make it a great day. You deserve it. Make it a great weekend. We'll be back on track Monday. I think I knew what the problem was. I think I know how to fix it. Just can't fix that black eye. That's not my control.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off. Yeah.